In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
What is Brexit, and why should everyday investors care?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Mark your calendar, Thursday, June 23rd, potentially a big day. Will the United Kingdom vote to leave the European Union, hence the term Brexit? I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Scott Wren joins us now. He's at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute, and he is a senior global equity strategist there. He has been looking into what investors should do one way or the other regarding Brexit. So, Scott, first of all, Brexit, how do you look at it?
Well, John, I think that it's certainly going to be a source of volatility. And if you look at the polls, it's pretty close. You know, in the UK, of course, they bet on everything in the UK. And the bookies would show a lower probability of a exit vote than, let's say, the polling data that the media might have there, which shows it leaning a little bit toward leaving the EU. So I think you could call it a toss-up. It's probably pretty much of a toss-up. But one thing you can rest assured is that whatever the result, you're going to see some volatility either to the downside or to the upside, at least initially.
If I'm an everyday investor, do I care about this?
I think really if you're an everyday investor and you're looking out 12 months or longer, I don't think you should overly care about this. You should realize you're going to see some volatility, but in my opinion, you know, you're not going to see a big change in global economic forces anytime soon. The trajectory of the domestic economy here in the U.S. Is in place, and it would be very unlikely that it would change due to the vote by the UK, and I would also argue that the global economy as a whole, the trajectory of the economy, which is basically slow growth, is not going to be changed by an exit vote or a vote that says, hey, we're going to stay in.
How would you size up the United Kingdom's economy, and what potential impact could it have, good or bad, on the global economy?
Well, John, I wrote a piece this week, and it talked about the potential of the UK voting to leave the EU. And if you look at the statistics, the UK is about the fifth largest economy in the world, but it's only less than 4% of global GDP. My argument is that even if the UK votes to exit the European Union, the other 27 members of the EU, they like to trade with Great Britain. Great Britain is a good place to sell manufactured good. It's a good place to sell services. And, you know, these other 27 countries, should the UK vote to leave, are going to be tripping over themselves trying to negotiate and sign individual country trade agreements with the UK. So I think the UK is a great place to do business. These other countries know that. Whether they're in or out of the EU, it's still going to be a great place to do business. So I would expect lots of trade negotiations on an individual country basis. You know, I don't think for anything other than a temporary short-term period would this negatively impact either trade or the financial markets.
And given the amount of attention this issue has gotten, you would think that the United Kingdom were voting to go to war with the rest of Europe, but that's not the case.
I think this is important, particularly for the UK. I mean, the exchange rate of the pound sterling is going to be very volatile. The gilt market, which is the government debt market, going to be very volatile. Certainly the FTSE 100, which gauges the UK stock market, going to be very volatile. And it's very important for the UK. But in the whole scheme of things, I think that many in the media and many of our clients certainly have elevated this to more of a concern, more of a longer long-term concern, then is really what should happen. I mean, this is going to be a volatile period. There's no doubt. You want to recognize that. But this is very unlikely to change, certainly, the trajectory of the U.S. economy, and I would argue unlikely to change the trajectory of the global economy from what we've seen now, which is modest growth, modest inflation. The domestic economy here in the U.S. is moving ahead slowly. That's not going to change based on what happens with this vote on the 23rd. So, you know, we want our clients using this volatility. If we see downside volatility due to this vote, if the S&P 500 dips, we want them stepping in, buying large cap U.S. stocks. This is going to be a buying opportunity if we see a move to the downside.
I was going to ask, here we are in the quote-unquote colonies talking about this issue involving the United Kingdom. So what is the playbook? What is the plan if we do have some volatility?
Well, the playbook, one, is we want to step into large cap U.S. stocks. We're overweight large cap U.S. stocks. We want to accumulate those on any downside. In particular, if you look at the sectors, we like the consumer discretionary sector. We like industrials. We like technology. We also like healthcare, which is typically more of a defensive sector, but that's a more of a valuation call. So we like sectors in general that are tied to the ebb and flow of the domestic and global economy. We want to be overweight those sectors because we think this recovery that we've seen here in the States and the recovery that we've seen here abroad is going to continue to move slowly in the right direction, you know, at a pace that's really not much different from what we've seen over the last few years.
He's Scott Wren, Senior Global Equity Strategist from the Wells Fargo Investment Institute. Scott, thank you for your time, and thank you for sharing your insights on Brexit.
Thanks, John.
And if you like insights and interviews on the world of money and the markets, make sure you make this a daily habit, listening to this podcast. I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now the Google Play Music app.